Moving right along. Two. Number, let me give you the next reason. Or we are in fear, doubt, and unbelief. So what does that mean? When I'm in fear, I'm not agreeing with God. Come on.
Right.
Because God said to me, thou shalt not fear. Am I right? And if I'm in fear, that means I'm not agreeing with God. Can God and me work together and we are not agreeing with each other? All right. Doubt and unbelief, the greatest thief of faith. So if I doubt God and I don't believe his word, can God help me? When we are disagreeing with God's word, or we are saying, if we are saying things out of our head and not from our heart, the word has not become a revelation knowledge in our heart. See, you can say things just to say it out of your mouth. I'm convinced. I know that when a person get born again, listen to me now. When a person get born again, that's why you ought to. The first thing that ought to happen to that person get born again, they ought to be taught who they are in Christ. That's the first thing. But I'm convinced that some people just said that out of their head, because when I got saved and when I did wrong, something happened to me. I got in the witness in here. I did some stuff wrong, but I didn't have no peace. Something on the inside of me said, that ain't right. Even though I didn't know how to deal with it at the time, but something, my spirit let me know what you did wasn't right, Jimmy. But I can't see how a person gets saved and just go back doing what they're doing. And I know that once you get born again, you have to be taught. And that's the reason why so many Christians is failing in life, because they don't know who they are. They don't know that they are winners. They don't know that they are more than conquerors. They don't know that they have been made right, the righteousness of God. And this is what we're dealing with. Or here's another problem that comes up in life. Satan used it heavily. If I can use that word, he used it much. And I'm kind of break this down to you. When you get offended, then we won't believe God or act on his word. You say, what are you talking about? Offense, listen to this. Offenses that are not dealt with will set up strongholds in your life. I'm going to break this down to you. And as long as that offense is there, it won't let you believe God and believe what God has said in his word. Let's go back to Mark. Chapter 6, for just a moment. It says in Mark chapter 6, verse 1, it says, when Jesus was, and he went from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples did what? Followed him. Verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was what? He began to teach in the synagogue, and what? And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Y'all stay with me now. Is not this who? The carpenter? The son of Mary? The brother of James and Judah, Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were what? They were what? They was offended at him. Go ahead, keep going. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but where? And among his and in his own house. Keep going. We stuck. And verse five says, and he could there, okay, and he could what? Yeah. And he could where? Yeah. He could where?
There.
He could where?
There.
Do no mighty works. Why couldn't he do the mighty works? Because they were offended. They were what?
Offended.
And they didn't believe him. And offenses is what stopped you from receiving what God has for you. Are you listening to me? If you get offended at what God said, if you get offended, you are disagreeing with God. And God cannot give you something when you can't believe him, because the word said, without faith, it is impossible for you to receive anything from God. If you come to God, if you're going to receive anything from God, you must receive it by faith. And if you're not agreeing with God, you can't receive what he's saying. God said you're healed, but you say I'm sick. God said, bring your tithe. You say, I need my money to spend somewhere else. You're not agreeing with God.
All right.
Then he said, if you bring all the tithe into the storehouse and do what? Y'all better listen. Prove me now, herewith says the Lord, that if I will not open you up what? The windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. Now, how many of you living like that? What's stopping? What's stopping this? Because some people don't agree, so they say, I'm not going to tithe. Because I don't believe how that preacher, all he asked is my money. See, those things are not agreements, a statement agreement with God. You say, God said, do it. And first of all, if you in a church, you can't believe what the preacher say, I don't know what you're doing there.
Okay.
I wouldn't be sitting up under somebody I didn't believe. He ain't going to be preaching to me. I'm going to find, Lord, you get me somewhere to somebody that I can believe that are preaching your word. I'm not going to sit up and disagree with him, argue with him, and fuss with him while he's preaching. Either he or she is preaching the word, or they are preaching their own stuff. Come on now. So,